change is a funny thing. People react to change differently. And there are different kinds of changes. There are good changes. There are bad changes. There's hard changes. There, you know, and thing about it is, change is a part of life. Now, we get to choose whether we want to be a part of the bad changes in life or we want to be a part of the good changes in life. Every time there's a change that consists of the Word of God or by God's voice, it's always a good change. Always. You can read through the Bible. Every time God spoke into a bad situation, things changed. Even beginning in the first chapter of the Bible. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, it doesn't say he said a word yet, does he? It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There wasn't a word spoken yet. Now, this is where theologians get all into the three different theories and patterns that fall in it. We're not going to get into that. But the big question is, all right, how did God create the world and why are dinosaurs older? And why is, you know what I'm saying, things can be dated back past our timeline and history that we can go back to and all that, because there is a what they call the gap theory. I'm just going to throw these at you real quick so we can go from here. The gap theory is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God has never created anything that wasn't perfect upon creation. The minute he created it, it was perfect. And from that point on, because sin came to the world, it began to deteriorate. And so it's like a new car. You get a new car, the first day you get in it, that thing's immaculate. The minute the kids get in it, it starts going downhill. It's, you know, when you drive it off the lot, you lose half its value, they say. You know what I mean? Everything God created at the point of creation was perfect. So it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So then how did verse 2 kick into effect where it says, and the earth was void and without form? Does he ever create anything that's not complete when it's completed? No. And so one theory is there's a gap theory. They believe that this is the second time around on this planet. That's what a gap theory is. In other words, and I'm just going to tell you which one I believe. This is the one I believe. There are three, but I'll tell you this is the one I believe. Because there are Neanderthal bones. There are dinosaur bones. There are things that they have found on this planet that date back farther than the time of Adam. And so this is the one I've, out of research and being in Bible school and hearing all three and them all give all three theological arguments on three, this is the one I've chosen. I'm not telling you which one is real. You got to, because it's not really, it's a heaven and a hell thing, but it's, I've chosen it. In other words, it says in the beginning was the heaven and the earth, period. And then they believe there could be there's a gap theory there. There's about 1 million years between there and where it kicks in and says, and the earth was void and without form. Because, see, time hadn't come in yet. Day one hadn't started. And so when God created the heavens and the earth, it was perfect. And so in that theory, in the gap theory, the book of Job falls in that gap. Because, see, Job is the only other man in the Bible that the Bible says Job was perfect. He had never sinned. So how could that be? If Adam sinned and everybody was born into a sinful world, how could Job be perfect and without sin? Because Job was born before Adam. And so that's why when you're reading in Adam, and in Job, it talks about the Leviathan that lives in the sea. And it talks about the dinosaurs. It doesn't say the word dinosaur, but it talks about the great creatures and things. There are things in the book of Job that aren't anywhere else. And the reason why they build this theology out of that is because in the book of Job, Lucifer was not Satan. Lucifer was Lucifer. And he walked into the throne room of God. He hadn't been cast out of heaven yet. The devil can't walk into heaven right now if he wants to. So it happened before he had gotten kicked out of hell. This is the one that makes sense to me. Now there's the one that says each day, there's a theory that says each day was up to like 1 million years upon creation. There's another one that believes, you know, things came to that. That's just the one, but say this. All right, in the beginning God created, it was all there. Then when we pick up in our timeline, in me and your history, it said this. It says, darkness covered the face of the earth. Now, I'll throw this in so people aren't wondering. In the theory that I've chosen to believe, I've seen is there, how did the earth get void and without form? Because in the book of Daniel, it talks about seeing the devil thrown from heaven and he hits the earth. And when he does, there was a great angelical war. What do you suppose weapons angels use to fight angels? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if there was a great war going on and a battle, what do you think happened to this planet? You know what I'm saying? They say it was a big fireball that fell out of skies. What scientists said that hit this planet and killed everything that lived on it. Do you not believe that could have been talked about when they says, I saw Satan being cast out of heaven like fire coming to the earth? You know what I'm saying? When you put it all into sight, it all, you know what I'm saying? But you need to do your study and find out. But saying all that, say, you know, there's a theory that says that there was life before Adam. When God told Adam and Eve to subdue and what? Multiply. And then he told Adam, the commandment to him was to replenish the earth. Replenish. Why didn't he say populate? Because what does replenish mean? Do it again. Do it again. Fill it up again. So, it's really neat to get into that stuff. It's very cool. But in the gap theory, they believe the angelical war, when Satan was kicked out and the war happened, it killed everything on this planet and called it to be null and void. And the Bible says, God, darkness covered the face of the earth. And it says, and his spirit hovered over the deep. And then it says, and so, man, after a huge, if you're going in the philosophy that I believe, if you're not going in my philosophy, and you just pick up on, man, this was a ball of nothing, and God was looking at this ball of nothing, it still comes to the same point of this. There was a mess. God looked at the mess, and God spoke. And when he spoke, things changed, and they changed for the better. Said darkness, he said, let there be light. Light came in. Said there was water covered there. He said, let there be land, and there became land. Every time God's voice or God's word enters into a situation, from our beginning, it changes things, and it changes things for the better, even if they don't look better. Going all that into this, into the Christmas story, God spoke hundreds and thousands of times from that day of creation all the way till we find Mary being spoken to by an angel of the Lord. And he spoke in so many different ways. He spoke through burning bushes, and then people heard it with their ears. He spoke through a donkey, which is absolutely one of the most insane ways you could imagine God using a donkey to speak. He spoke through hand peering writing on a wall. He spoke through all kind of different ways. And all the way, they could never figure out exactly how God was going to speak, because he always did it so differently in the Old Testament. Now, all of a sudden, we get into the Christmas story, and it kicks in into, you know, you're looking at the first two chapters of Matthew, you're looking at the first two chapters of Luke, and you start seeing God start speaking to a bunch of people at one time. Now, you've got to understand, there's a 400-year gap between the Old Testament and the New Testament. That there was not a recorded voice from God. It was like God either got tired of speaking, or it just wasn't recorded or made it, but there was a 400-year gap. Now, that's very unique, because 400 is a big number in the Bible when you do the research. Do you know it was 400 years from the time Joseph ruled Egypt till when you find Moses delivering Egypt? 400 years. 400 years cycle all the way through. It's really unique. Talking about a new thing there is, you know, it was 400 years when for the gap from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and God didn't speak, there wasn't a word spoken, and all of a sudden it bust in on the scene that God started showing up to a bunch of people, and not just prophets and not just priests, but he just started showing up to regular people, and it began to change everything. Could you imagine living in a world without the voice of God or the word of God anywhere? Man, I'm telling you, there's people that actually go through this world and they try to make it without God's word or God's voice. And there are people that actually go through this life trying to find God's word, but they never hear God's voice. They never hear God speak to them. And my heart breaks. But there was a period of time where the Bible doesn't record him ever speaking anything. But then all of a sudden, when he does show up and he does speak, there were several times here that he just showed up and started speaking to people randomly. He talked to Mary, being a little girl, about the plan for his life. Talked to Joseph about the plan for his life. Talked to Zechariah, who was a priest that you knew you would expect, but he'd never obviously heard God speak, but he showed up and spoke, because it surprised him so much he wasn't allowed to talk anymore because it shocked him. And he just let his mouth run when he shouldn't have. And then it shows up to the shepherds and spoke. I mean, he's just showing up, speaking. It went from no speak to big speak. So this tells me this. Big changes are about to happen. You know, if you've not heard God speaking in your life, don't grow weary. Because what God will do is He will surprise you. He will all of a sudden just speak out of nowhere. The Bible says, and suddenly the angels appeared into the sky. And the angel told the angels, told the shepherds, do not be afraid. So these shepherds had probably never heard God speak. And then all of a sudden, boom, nothing, it just happened. And so if you've not heard God speak, or if you've not heard God speak in a long time, there's good news. It can happen suddenly. And God was randomly speaking to all kinds of people. Now, what you've got to understand here, though, is this. God had been speaking about change coming for years, thousands of years. But in the New Testament, the voice changed, and He said, the change is here. And that's strong. That is so powerful. The change is here. Every time God spoke in the New Testament, He didn't tell you change is coming. When He spoke in the New Testament, the word was change is here. He said, the kingdom of God is at hand. To where in the Old Testament, it was one day there's going to come a Savior. You know, when He showed up in the Christmas story, He says, unto you this day is born. You know, today things have changed. The voice of God made everything change. Now, I love the Christmas story because it takes every character and it looks into their situation. And not all of them could recognize or knew the voice of God. As a matter of fact, it actually, and we're going to bring this one out. We're going to talk about it just for a few minutes. There was a group of guys that had never heard God speak. But during the Christmas story, they learned to. And when they learned to hear God speak, it says they recognize. And so at first it said they did one thing, but then when their story ends, it says they heard God speak. It's powerful. And it's the group of guys you would not have thought did not know how to hear God speak because of just what we call them. They're called the wise men. You would have thought the wise men would have known how to hear God speak. But the Bible does not say they heard God speak. The Bible says that they saw a star they did not understand. Now, Mary heard God speak. Joseph heard God speak. Zechariah heard God speak. There are actually two people in this Christmas story that it does not say they heard God speak. It says it in a different way. And we're going to look at those. I've got all the different ways God speaks. But we're going to bring up how does God speak? And how can I hear Him? So we're going to jump, Joe, if you will. I talked about so much stuff. I've eaten up all my pre-building up time because we built up on other things. But we're going to go to Luke chapter 2, I believe, as soon as I get my eye on it. See, in Luke chapter 1, it talks about John the Baptist's announcement to Zacharias, and it says the angel of the Lord told him, he heard it. It talks about Mary's birth, it says Gabriel told him. It says that John the Baptist's parents, you know, that Zechariah and them heard. I'm trying to get to my scripture where it starts on the wise men. Because it's really unique. I don't know about you guys, every Christmas I try to read the Christmas story. Every Easter I try to read the Easter story. And so I was reading this, and then here it goes. No, that's the shepherds. In Luke chapter 2, it starts off saying that the shepherds were in the field keeping watch by night, and the angel of the Lord appeared to them and said, Christ is born. We'll go to Matthew. Is it in Matthew, Joe? I've messed my papers up. Matthew, go to Matthew chapter 2. We'll see if it's there. I was pulling two chapters today, but I want you to see this. Am I boring you guys? I'm lost because I got onto so many rabbit trails tonight. But I want you to see this about these wise men. And they were called magi, but we called them wise men from the very beginning. And I think we call them wise men not because of what they knew, but because of what they were willing to know. Who's got it? I got to pull it on my phone. I've lost that one page. Must have laid it out. Matthew chapter 2, let me look at it first. You got to see this. This is so amazing. Flipping through real quick. There, flight to Egypt, massacre of the innocents. Yes, let's go back. No. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I came in prepared, I thought. I had my paper, and it was highlighted. Go to Luke chapter 2, Joe. We're going to see it because it says it's so cool. Christ is born. Glory in the highest. Circumcision is printed on the table. Simon said, what about Luke 1? 'Tis announcement of birth. Christ's birth announced to Mary. Mary visits Elizabeth. Song of Mary. John the Baptist. Zechariah's prophecy. There's the shepherds. It's got to be Matthew. Guys, I am so sorry. I had it printed out. I highlighted all the cool parts that you're going to miss if I don't hurry. Christ born of Mary. I've read some. Okay, oh, there it is. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. That's it. I just don't have that page with me. You got to read Matthew chapter 2. It says, now, if you read out of the NIV, the New King James Version, I love it because it always puts the black letters above the paragraph so you kind of know what you're going to read before you get there. And so in the New King James, in your Bible, it says wise men from the east. All right, so understand every story in the Bible, every person in the Christmas story heard God speak, except these guys. Let's look at it. It says, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, wise men from the east. That's amazing that it calls them wise right here, because it says they're wise. One translation says magi, but it says they're wise before they ever learn to hear God's voice. I believe you don't have to hear God's voice to be wise. You just got to want to hear God's voice to be wise. If it's a desire you have, it makes you wise. All right, so it says, from these came to Jerusalem. Let's go down. We're going to read a few, Joe. Now, say, where is he who is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Now, does it say that they heard from an angel? Does it say God told them? Or does it say that, they were told in any way? It does not. Out of all the other people in the Christmas story, the angel says he showed up and he told them. Or it says that they had a dream and God told them. Or, Elizabeth and Zechariah, the angel told them. A word from God, the shepherds, the angels appeared and told them. These guys got involved without ever being told anything from God. So this tells me this. Obviously, they didn't see an angel and they didn't hear God's voice. But I'm so glad that if you've never seen an angel or you've never heard God's voice, does not mean you did not have to. Get it the way other people got it for the same change to happen in your life. Because this is what it says. It says, we saw a star. Now, how does God speak? God speaks through his word. Very importantly, God speaks through other people. Very importantly, God speaks audibly. Now, I've never met but one or two people in my life, I'm telling you, that's actually heard God speak that way. Like most of the ones in the Christmas story have heard God speak. All of them supposedly, except for Joseph, heard it audibly. Because, well, there's two. We'll talk about it. They all heard it audibly, but Joseph heard his in a dream, so it was like a vision, so it would have been inside of his head. It wouldn't have been outside of his ears. So here, but these guys did not hear it audibly like the other ones did. It says they saw something. God speaks in his word. God speaks audibly. God speaks through other people. God speaks through a still small voice inside of you. The Bible says God can speak through nature. And I've got all these scriptures, which we will hit on another. God can speak through nature. The Bible says that God can speak through circumstances. The Bible says that God can speak in so many unique ways. But now, in this way, what they did is they saw God speak, and it was through nature. This is one of the ways God spoke through nature. In other words, they looked up and they saw a star. And there was something unique about this star. There was something different about this star. There was something drawing about this star. And this star made them want to and desire and be willing to draw closer to God. You can hear God speaking in nature if the change that it brings in you makes you want to get closer to God. That's one of the ways you can do it. People say, I heard that tree tell me, I don't need to go to church. Well, that was not God. Because every time in the Bible that God spoke through nature, it caused people to want to get closer to God. And you can read through it, and we can talk about all those through there. But that's what amazes me. People say, I go to church in nature. I hear God better out in nature. No, every time God spoke in nature, he told them, go where Jesus is. See, these guys were standing in nature, and when they saw God speak, they saw the star, it was God through nature. What did they do? They got up and went to where Jesus was. Well, where is Jesus guaranteed in our lives? He's always at church. God does not miss church. Because the Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst of them. You'll never go to a church that people have gathered together in his name. Now, there are, you can go to places where people are gathering together in other for other reasons. But if they're going to gather together in his name, the Bible says he's there. So you'll never go to church that God's not there. Now, I've been in some churches that felt like he hadn't been there in a long time. But I have to bring back to remembrance that if these people are here because of him, God's here somewhere. Maybe he's just a little harder to find. I can't imagine how hard it was to find God there in a manger. When they got there, you know, when they walked around, they looked and said, man, where is the baby Jesus? Because he was sleeping in a manger, which is actually comes out of the word food trough. He was sitting either in a box or something that animals have been eating in. So that means it stunk like old food, and it probably had parts of old food. You never would have thought to look for God in that area. So that always challenges me to, no matter what church I'm sitting in, look for God somewhere in here, because he promises he is. But see, these guys saw God in nature. And this is so amazing. I don't know why they couldn't hear God. God was willing to send angels to shepherds that night. God was willing to send and wake up Joseph out of a dream. God was willing to do all these things. Why could these guys not hear God? And I believe this. Because they had not been taught to hear God. They saw the star, the Bible says, and then they went to Herod's and they inquired about who is this king. They didn't know what all the others knew. They didn't know what the Jewish shepherds knew. You say, well, the shepherds weren't that educated. Yes, they were Jewish shepherds. Jewish kids were raised by the time they were 12. Most of them could quote the first four books of the Bible. It's amazing. So these guys didn't know. They came from the East. They did not know. So they did not know how to hear God. But what's awesome is, even if you don't know how to hear from God, God can still get to you, even if he has to be seen in nature. But look at the rest of their story. And it says, they saw the star in the east and have come to worship him. Let's go ahead and go down a few. Joe? It says, and when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Well, go ahead. We're going to give Awanas a few more minutes. And when he had gathered all of the chief priests and scribes together, he inquired of them, where is this Christ to be born? Let's go ahead and go down. It says, and they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, and thus it is written by the prophet. Go ahead. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will be a shepherd, my people. Let's go ahead. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. Go ahead. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. And when they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now it said the star. If they'd find out about Jesus, the star, they kept seeing the star and it kept leading them. But then go on down. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly great joy. And when they had come to the house and they saw the child with Mary and his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him, and they were... And they had opened their treasures, and they presented him with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream. Did you see that? It says they'd never heard God speak. But they saw, and there was a draw for them to get into the presence of God. And once they had gotten into the presence of God, it says in a dream, they were divinely warned. That word divinely means God warned them. It's the first time these guys had ever heard God speak to them that the Bible records. They were divinely warned. The same way Joseph was spoken to in a dream. See, these guys didn't know anything about it. But what I want to bring on to, they were willing to get close enough to God to find it. And this is going to bring us to our key scripture. And then we're going to dismiss. The Bible says that when you're looking for God, he can be found. The Bible says, seek me and you will find me. Thing about it is, there's my page right there. Why'd y'all hide that on that side? Seek me, you'll find me. These guys had no idea how to hear God, what he sounded like, or what he even looked like, or where he would be born. But the Bible says in nature, they saw that there was an existence of God. Because they said they knew that that star meant that there was a king. And so they went to the king's palace and asked, where is the king? Because, see, when you see God in nature, you know there's a God. And at that point, once you know there's a God, you may not have ever heard him, and you may have not have and know where to find him. But what they did, they started going everywhere they could to where they could find him. And once they found him, the Bible says they heard him. That's a powerful statement to me because of this. A lot of times we can come to church, but we don't come trying to find God. And therefore, we never really hear God, learn to hear God. These guys, they saw God. They determined that there was a God, and they began to seek him out. They began to ask professionals where he's at. And when they found him, he spoke. Now, I can't find my other scripture, but I ain't going to waste your time. We're going to say it. The Bible says this. The Bible says that there was a point that someone wanted to see God. And he climbed up on a mountain. He got as high as he could get to find God. And the Bible says, now get in this cave. And the Bible says there was an earthquake. And he thought he was about to see God. And he said, I'm not in the earthquake. Then there was fire. He said, I'm not in the fire. But the Bible says this. The Bible says there came a whisper. And when the whisper came, God was in the whisper. Now, had these wise men had waited for a dream, I don't believe their life would have ever changed. Do you understand what the Word of God did for these guys right there? All right, they went to King Herod because they saw and knew there was God. Got information about God. Then they went to see God. Then the next thing that happened, they were going to go home, and they were going to go home the same way. But God spoke to them, and it says, and it changed their direction. Every time God speaks into your life, it brings change. You need to get that in the fact. So whatever area you need to change in your life, you need to hear God speak. Because the minute he speaks, change happens. In the Old Testament, it was dark. He spoke, change happened. In the New Testament, every time God says, so if you need change, you need to hear. And you're not going to be able to change until you hear God speak. So what do? These wise men had never heard God speak. So what did they do? They went and got as close to God as they could. That's how you hear God speak, is you get as close. Because it says this, God's not in the earthquake and God's not in the fire. God's in the wind. You know what God whispers? You know why God whispers? This is what I believe. The reason why God whispers is because he wants you to have to get so close to him that you hear it. God whispers, not because he's mean or not because he's harder. See, these guys did not have any clue who God was, what he looked like, where he was going to be born or anything. But they were willing to, they knew they wanted to be close to him. So they followed a star and they had no idea which way he was going. And when they found the star, it brought him right to him. And once they got in his presence, the next scripture in their story says, they heard God warn them and they changed their direction. If you want to hear God, God is speaking, but he's whispering. And 90% of the time, why people can't hear God, because they're not close enough to hear the whisper. And that's just the truth. Do you know, you can whisper and there be, you know, you can whisper and you can be saying the most amazing things. But if somebody's not close enough to hear you, they can never hear. Let me say it like this too. If there's something between you and them, you can never hear it. But see, God is not being mean. He's not being hateful. He's not being selfish with his voice. What he's doing is this. He wants to be closer to you as you want to be with him. You're as close to God as you want to be. And the reason why he whispers is not because he's trying to punish you. It's because he loves you so much. The only place he wants you is to be right here. And he knows if I yell, and if I'm in the fire and I'm in the earthquake, then you won't come to me and get this close to me if you're desperate for me. You'll just hear me out there. You'll just hear me over there. Or you'll stay in that spot. But God knows that if you really desire his voice, you will get up and no matter what it takes, you will get so close to him that you can hear a whisper. And God said this, I'm willing to whisper, and I'll be in the whisper. And if you get close to me, you will hear my whisper. The question is this, what is God speaking? How close to God are we? Or is there anything between us and God that's keeping the whisper from being heard? And when you can answer that question truthfully, it answers the question why you can't hear God. And I've done each up your time, and I'm sorry somewhere went sorry, but this is the truth. God is speaking right now. And maybe you've never heard God speak before, just like these wise men. But you have a great desire to hear him. Then you make the decision, I'm going to be as close to God as I can possibly be. Because he's in the whisper. And he will whisper. And you say, well, Cricket, I know some people that can just be standing in a busy street and hear God speak. Do you know why? Because they have sat at his feet so long and they have heard his whisper for so long that you can hear a whisper for so long and it turns out to sound like a yell in the middle of a crowded room. But it's still a whisper. God's level of voice don't change. Our position of where we're living does. And if we're not hearing God, we're too far from God. If we're not hearing God, there's something in between me and God. And so my job is to this, to passionately run. You say, well, I don't know where to find him. Then you go to the professionals. That's what they did in this story. They went to the professionals and they say, where is God? If people are passionately about hearing God, well, they will be in church. And I got to be honest with you, I've heard God speak more to me right here than I ever have back there. And when I was desperate to hear God, I didn't care what anybody thought. I needed to hear God, and I'd be willing to come here. When you get desperate enough for God, you will get as close to God. And when you get as close to God, you will hear the whisper. Does that make sense? Hey, we love you. God bless you.